Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spoiler warning, if you haven't seen 2010's Repo Man, where have you been over the last 11 years? It's a classic. But if you haven't, we do spoil it here on Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg, and a bucket
of chicken. You're gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Oh, g'day everyone, it's me. I'm Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
You are?
Me specifically. This is a podcast, is what it is, where each and every single week, me and my friend, we have a chat about something that the world famous but not famous enough John Leguizamo has been involved in. And this week, it's a movie, motherfucker. My name's Mish. I'm Mish, and you might know me from being a little bit mad, and I'll explain that in a second. I am joined, as always, by my very, very dear friend, my favourite person with a bun. It's Zachary Thomas Ruane, who you might know from.
Here's the secret. I'm always mad, and then I turn into the Hulk.
That's good.
Thank you. That's a little reference to The Avengers, a movie about a superhero team.
Very good. And you might have listened to this introduction now and been like, I think Mission Zach need a bit of help. Well, we brought in some help. It's our very, very, very dear friend, the hilarious, the always fabulous, a Sammy P, or Sammy Peterson, if you will. Welcome, Sammy.
Thank you so much for having me. I tried to go for the fabulous Sammy P, but Adam Richards sued me. So now it's just Sammy P.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate pleasure. It. If you don't mind, just going to quickly bring back the attention to me so I can explain why I'm so mad.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love this. That was so good. Okay. This is the longest gap. Like, this is the first thread we've ever come back to. Admittedly, it was only a quick introduction and then back to it. It's very impressive for us to come back to a thread.
Usually, I'm really impressed already.
Yeah, usually one of us would just say, I'm really mad.
A week later, I get a DM saying, why are you mad?
And you'd be like, I don't remember. What the fuck are you talking about?
What podcast? Wow. No, I'm mad and I'm going to explain to you why. I have Prime, the streaming service, right? Mm-hmm. And I access that Prime using my partner's father's passwords, right? It's his account.
Okay.
And I sat down, I did a Zach Ruane, and I sat down today to watch the movie that we're meant to be talking about.
Does Zach sit down?
Sorry?
I don't sit. I don't believe in sitting.
Zach is an active boy.
It's a new age thing. We just don't sit. You don't have to exercise or eat.
I'm old school. Well,
but we just don't sit, and it's amazing because the Neanderthals didn't sit.
I'm just on an exercise ball nonstop.
Yeah. Did you know that about the Neanderthals? They didn't
sit. This is some sort of fucked Pete Evans shit.
I know everything about the Neanderthals.
Can everyone please soundbite what Zach just said and send it to Pete Evans and see what he does?
Don't send it to Pete Evans. That guy scares me.
I like to cushion my tush. And I sat down and I turned on Amazon Prime and it wasn't fucking working. So I had to rent the movie on the YouTube.
Okay.
Which is fine. Oh, you did that too?
Yeah.
Well, then you and I might be in the exact same position, my friend, because Johnny Legs was not in the version of the movie that I watched.
And look, this was me very late last night. I watched it nearly twice because
same.
When you said John Leguizamo was in it, I freaked out that I'd watched the wrong film and I didn't enjoy the film. And I was like, oh no, I think I've watched the wrong film. So I started to go through the cast and realised he was a very minor role on Wikipedia, but not in the cast bit that pops up. You know, Zachary, when you Google something.
And can I? Comes yeah, up absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to explain Google to everybody. But, Mish, I freaked out. I freaked out because I thought, how did I glaze over that John Leguizamo was in this film at all? And I went back through all of the characters and I thought maybe the last film that we watched, maybe he was in a clever genie disguise or, you know, like out of context, was he one of the guns? You know, like how, where was John Leguizamo? You know, and it turns out, thank God he wasn't in it because... You know that I took sleeping tablets this morning. I've been in it days. I did not do any research and look up what part he was meant to be in. I even Googled.
It's fine. That's not your job. That's mine.
Wow. I even looked up.
It's my job.
Can I just say here, Sam, and I'm sorry to do this, Mish, and I'm saying this in my own, like from my own, you know, this is egg on my face. I thought Mish only half watched. I thought that Mish did a half watch because it sounds like bullshit. Everything you said sounded a little bit like bullshit. She's like, oh, my Amazon, which has never not worked, it just suddenly didn't work. And then I went on YouTube and it was shorter by exactly this scene's length of time.
This is the funniest thing. This is so funny.
And then I said to Mish.
Mish, that is actually exactly how you sound. Like, just so you know, the exact impersonation of you.
Mish told
it was
me
spot
this.
On.
Mish told me this immediately before the podcast, and I was like, oh, can you send me a link to the version you watched? And she's like, oh, I bought it. And it was just one of those things where I asked her like three questions. Just like parsing. And you had like a reason why I was like,
fuck you. I wouldn't lie to you about something like this.
But that's why I was like thrown because I was like, I'm always really honest. I'm always like super honest.
Ah, but here's the twist, Zach. Yeah. Maybe I called Sammy like 15 minutes beforehand and teed up this story and I just called Sammy and it went something like this. Bring, 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 bring.
Answer. Hello, I don't have this name. I don't have this. Oh, no, sorry. What? No, this is how I answer. What's the sitch? It's impossible reference.
And then I said something along the lines of, Sammy, I need your help, bro. Mm-hmm.
Baby doll, whatever you need, hit me with it.
And then I said, I only half watched Repo Men and I can't let Zach know that about it because he gets so angry it scares me.
whoa. We're throwing me under the bus.
Same, babe. Same.
Sammy, this is what I need you to do. I need you to pretend that my Amazon account wasn't working, that we both rented a dodgy copy of it on YouTube that didn't feature Johnny Legs. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I watch Iron Man anyway. End scene.
End scene.
That was a really good scene, guys. Yeah. I just want to say to anyone listening, I don't have aggression problems. I do have passive aggression problems. You're going to get a weird no, it's fine from me, but you're not going to get anger.
If I'm a liar, if everyone's going to come out of this thinking that I'm a liar.
No, you're not a liar. You've been proved right.
Yeah,
you've been proved correct.
I have been.
I got to the end of the film. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thrown by it because I was like, this sounds like a lie and I don't understand why you would lie to me. It's fine. You didn't watch all the film. Just tell me. We can talk about it.
When I told you what had happened, I thought your reaction was going to be like, oh, my God, no way. Get out of town. That's so funny. We'll use that for the pod. But I knew you thought I was lying because your reaction was, yeah, okay.
But oh, like, the brother, way you whatever. Asked it, you were like, did you notice John Leguizamo? And you said a few things that just had this tone of like, how long's the version you watch? I'm like, oh, about 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, what a coincidence. The version I watched was exactly 7 minutes shorter than that. It just sounded like a lie and I was so confused. So I'm very glad, Sam, that you've come in here and like cleared up that that was true. I'm not going to say, Misha, I would have like... I was just confused.
I think if Sammy wasn't in this podcast today, we would have lived the rest of our lives with you thinking I lied about this.
Oh, no, I was going to accuse you of it on air. I was going to, like, make that the whole... Just know we would have gotten to the bottom of it.
Imagine if I came in and said, I watched it on YouTube too, and he was in it the whole time.
Can I tell you, can I say, right, when Mish said, I'm mad because I watched it on YouTube, and then you said, oh, so did I was going to be all like, well, well.
Look at what the cat dragged.
Well, and where's the fucking egg now? On your face.
On my face. I own it. Mish, I want to be very clear. I don't think you're the type of person that would do this. I was just confused.
It's okay. It's fine. I understand.
But I am looking up now. There's like I think what I saw was the director's cut of Repo Men.
Which is the one that's available on Amazon Prime streaming service.
Crazy. I love that there's two versions of Repo Men. One, Repo? Repo.
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 Like repossession. Repossession.
Repo yeah. Men.
Before Repo we launch into the movie, I think it's only fair to be like, hello, Sammy.
Hello. I'm sorry that the film you gave me did not feature the actor that you talk about every week.
Why are you sorry for podcast. That? That's well, insane. I'm sorry.
I'm so confused.
Let's have a look at our history, shall we? Sammy came on our podcast. I believe it was like episode 5, maybe. An infamous episode.
A fan favorite, of course.
Yes, no, honestly, an infamous absolutely. Episode because that is the episode that we both gave 2 Leguistamos and Zach gave 4.5 for something completely not Leguizamo rated. An infamous moment in the Leguizamorama history, might I say. Mm. But we made you watch that, which was shit. And then we brought you in to watch Repo Man, which we won't get into yet
Repo
about what
Men,
we think.
To be clear.
Men, Repo Man.
Repo Man is another Repo movie. Man.
Yeah, that's true.
It
sorry,
is, and Repo I almost Man. Watched that one as well, so very glad I didn't watch that one.
Lucky.
And Johnny Legs wasn't even fucking in it, mate. I'm so sorry.
Well, wow. Why was he cut? Is there a reason why he
well,
was cut?
Well, as the and one also, person who has seen it, yeah. He was cut because...
He was on the couch, wasn't he? He was in a fraction.
Yes, was
he
that
was lying
him?
On the couch. I feel like that was him.
What? So what did you watch? Shall okay. we just intro? I think we do
yeah,
the
do
intro.
Launch
and,
in.
And
launch
in.
Do the. We never do the blurb this early, Zach.
Well, it's this scandal in the Mission Zach's Leguizamorama universe.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's put Tom to work for a second. Tom, can you slip in here some sort of like, dun, dun, like Law and Order, like scandal. Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Scandal. This is crazy. I mean,
can we get
I
some classical music? Can I ask for that, Tom?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Ask for it.
Tom,
go for
Tom,
it. We
feel free
put
to say
work
no.
For a while.
Tom, okay.
He won't
we'll
say
see
no.
If he actually listens.
So I feel like this is also a very powerful moment in this scandal because I feel like if we had all watched this on YouTube, right?
.com.
Then
you have to say
none
.com,
of us would
have
seen it, but because I've seen it, I am like the I feel like I'm John the Baptist right now, and I have with me the word of John Leguizamo. You know what I mean? I'm a prophet.
You look so happy.
I feel like I'm a prophet, and I just wish I'd paid more attention to the movie. If I had known that I would be the only one with the word of John in my hands. It's a lot of pressure. So scandalous moment here.
I would say maybe, potentially, Sammy, get on board with this, possibly the biggest scandal in Leguizamorama history.
Yeah,
I thought you could just say in history, ever.
In history.
If you want to say that.
Fuck Watergate. This is Leguizargate.
Yawngate, more like it.
Leguizate.
We can workshop this.
Leguizmo. Leguizmo.
Leguizmo.
Leguizmo.
Leguizmo gate.
Just keep adding to it. Just
this
make
is
it longer
Leguizmo gate. It is crazy, Sam. How do you feel to be a part of this moment in Leguizamorama history?
Getting in on the ground floor feels amazing, but up until we started this podcast, I thought I was just a fucking idiot and that I missed his performance in this film.
Mm.
And I was going to come in and just say I did not see him in the film, but then I was worried that you've reached out to him a record 5 times now, and I was worried maybe he's listening. Do I want to say, sorry, John Leguizamo? I did not notice you in this film, and I didn't want to be on the record saying
you don't want
that.
To be that person.
I don't want to be that guy.
He's in the movie, the version I saw, he's in like a one scene, like I'll go into it. Let's do the intro. And I talk a little bit about it. And I was really hoping for you guys, I thought my intro would get a couple of laughs.
But it will, yeah, it still will.
Because you haven't seen him.
I'm happy to laugh whenever.
I'll laugh at the end regardless, yeah. I promise.
And if we can get some canned laughter in there, Tom?
Yeah, Tom, if you could chuck in a bit of canned laughter at the end of Zach's...
Just in it, throughout it.
And the classical music is cool too.
Asking Tom to do this much because he'll ask for a raise and we are not getting enough ad dollars for that. And by enough, I mean...
Any.
All right, here we go. Repo Men is a 2010 science fiction action film that is sort of set now and sort of set in the future and sort of set in a 2004 Samsung ad. It tells the story of a future where nothing is different to 2010 except for the fact you can now get expensive robot organs on payment plans and cityscapes look a bit more futury. It follows a repo man who says robot hearts... It follows a repo man for said robot hearts who doesn't understand the Schrodinger's cat story and goes on the run after he becomes the recipient of a robot heart and finds himself suffering from the same fate as his victims. John Leguizamo plays Ashbury, a black market organs donor who does the usual Leguizamo supporting character three-act journey in two scenes and about 10 minutes. Well, it wouldn't have actually gotten that big of a laugh if you knew what I was saying.
That does sound like the kind of role he would play.
So do you want me to walk you through it? And maybe this would have been the way to do this podcast in hindsight. Mm. Like every episode maybe could have been like this, where like one of us watches it and the other one doesn't. And in future, let's do that for podcasts. Anyway, so the way this works, right, is the episode's traveling along. Johnny Legs isn't in it.
The episode.
Oh, my God. When...
Egg on your face.
Egg on my face. You know when you don't know the words to say and you're like, I think I'm going to bluff here. And then you realize about one sentence in that you've said, all right, the way this works is, and you've described the movie as an episode, and you're like, no, I'm not. I'm too tired.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to be able to convey this. So do you want to hear about Johnny Legs?
Yes.
Love to.
So Repo Man there was the lady who was like Ghost in the Shell lady who'd been replaced with lots of bits except for her lips. Her lips were real and they were for kissing.
And Jude certainly does kiss them lips.
Yeah. And Jude kisses those lips. So that's
he kisses
happening.
Them lips like he wasn't married 24 hours earlier.
So Jude Law is suddenly... So what happened... All right, let's go back, right? Let's talk through the whole movie for people listening, right? So Jude Law is a repo man, but he repossesses robot organs that are very expensive, and if people don't make their payment plans, he repossesses their organs.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it alone. He does it with Forrest Whitaker, Forrest Whitaker, because Forrest Whitaker does Forrest Whitaker better than anybody.
They also work too hard, both of them. They're workaholics. It is tearing apart the fabric of their relationship.
It's so crazy. Also, is Forrest Whitaker and Jude Law, is there like an age gap there?
Doesn't matter. Not in film.
Not in the movie films. So anyway, Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker are best friends and they're repo men and they do their jobs well. And then
very well.
But then Jude Law gets a robot heart, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also he lives in a nice suburban
house. A robot heart
house.
And a divorce and a new girlfriend all within the space of 24 hours.
Well, this is what happens, right? His wife is mad at him because he's in sales, he's in repo. She's like, why are you still a repo man?
Why are you working outside the house at our kids' party?
Because this is a movie that is like really, really, really just like our world and all of the moral questions that one would ask about people going around cutting out hearts are still asked.
Yeah.
People are still outraged by the notion of such an act.
The only difference between this and reality is that it's not law. Like, how is it a legal thing?
That's what I mean. It's like there's not this set. This isn't a whole different world. This isn't 100 years in the future. This isn't like so many things have gone down. It's like very similar to our world, except now there's also a job where you repo man people's hearts and they die. But also most people feel weird about it. Like his wife is like, I wish you didn't cut out people's hearts.
Yeah.
'Cause it's a crook thing to do.
An organ costs something around $600,000.
It's a lot of money.
But with a payment plan, they can make it work to you. So to your needs, you can pay it back.
And that's Liev Schreiber is the man selling the organs. Mm. Forrest Whitaker, Jude Law are the men collecting the organs if you don't make a payment.
And also worth noting, when they collect your organ, you die.
Yeah.
You die. I mean, they're taking the organ off you.
And they go around and threaten people that they're coming for as well. If they don't,
they know who's got the organ. Fatty.
Yeah, they did a bit of fat shaming of someone whose pancreas they haven't paid off their pancreas yet.
Yeah, so they're also
my favorite bit.
Yeah, please.
My favorite bit in the whole film is when Jude Law, obviously, his heart has been torn out metaphorically in this part of the film, and he is so heartbroken. He goes to stay with Forrest. We take her, his good friend, and he knocks on the door and Forrest walks out. Jude is standing directly in front of him and Forrest ignores that and looks around and goes, get out of here, you damn kids, as if someone had door knocked. And then he looks back at Jude, but Jude was there the whole time, so there's no chance that was what happened. And then they both laugh. And that was my favourite part of the film because I looked at it going, this was executed so poorly, but I love the attempt at humour.
Oh, it's very funny.
And that's all you can hope for. I watched that scene 3 times.
Yeah.
And that's why I worried I'd miss John Leguizamo's part because I was so caught up in the humour and the bromance that was so clearly there.
It would have been really great if John Leguizamo was just in that scene, if he was them damn kids. That would have just made, if he was them damn kids, it would have made it a lot easier.
Also, like, I very them much see kids. John Leguizamo in Forrest Whitaker's part. Like, I love Forrest Whitaker, right? Mm. I love Forrest Whitaker, and he's great. But there's something about, like, Forrest Whitaker and Jude Law being, like, old buds.
That it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't ring for me. Like, Forrest Whitaker's got, like, a lot. He doesn't feel like a guy that's slumming it collecting robot hearts. He's got, like, if anything, he's more the Liev Schreiber type. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why that line was in there where he goes, you and I, we will always be repo men.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's so clear in that when they're in the car together.
Yeah.
They're bros.
Yeah, I don't know why no one's asking why. Don't ask why. But we are.
I got cast in this. I was attached.
I hope the moral of this story is you shouldn't repo people's hearts. I was like, I hope that this character's journey is, you know what? I shouldn't be repo manning people's hearts. Because I was like, that's so amazing for me, the idea of you start in a world where people repo man hearts and then a person's realization is what I could have told them at the start.
I will say this. I am a sucker for a good love story. Right?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I know I've already touched on this already in this very episode, but I'm gonna do a quick throwback just in case our humble listeners missed it.
Mm.
His wife, mother of his son, leaves him early on in the film, but a quarter of the way through, because he takes another repo job. Even though she married him as a repo man, he was a repo man. She birthed a child with a repo man. She then turns around and gives him one chance to quit. He does one final job and she leaves him because how dare he? He rocks up the door, goes, please don't. And she's like, no, I'm leaving you. Fuck you. Mm. And then he's like, oh, no. Then his heart fucks up because he uses a defibrillator. Can't say that word. And it backfires. Thank you. And then he needs his heart replaced. And while he's recovering from a heart replacement, he meets a woman made entirely of mechanical organs and falls in love with her instantly.
Apart from her lips.
Oh yeah, her lips. Yeah.
So there's a bit of I'm not a weeb. I don't watch a huge amount of anime, but when I do from time to time watch anime, I jerk it. No.
That's
same, bro.
No,
nice.
No. I'm not a weeb, but I do watch a bit of anime. Like, I watch, like, the certain anime films and stuff. And,
hell yeah. Own it.
You love that. You love anime.
Say it again. Preach it. You love that shit. Yeet. You watch nothing but, bro. Yeet.
No, I do love a good anime. And Ghost in the Shell is a great film, and there's some powerful moments. And that's all about – it's a movie all about someone who's replaced every part of her body with robot parts. And then the question is you know, what makes me – am I still human? You know, that's kind of the exploration of that film.
It's a great philosophy, isn't it? You know, like it's. I think Socrates asked that question. You know, there's so many philosophers that have asked that question. If you are a robot.
Yeah. If my pancreas is made of metal, can I still love a, can I still love a man?
But if you replace every single part of you with the robot, what's left? And, you know, is there a soul? And if there is, does it remain? What I love about this story is they've kind of taken that element of Ghost in the Shell. They've applied it to this side character. But instead of – so there's a very similar monologue to Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell, she sits there and she goes, every single part of me has been replaced. Am I still human? Da-da-da. This one is very similar. She goes – they replace my pancreas. They replace my heart. They replace my vagina, and it glows in the dark now. But But you want to know something, Jude? You want to know what my lips are made out of? And he's like, "What? What are your lips made out of?" She's like, "They're mine. Give them a kiss."
They're
I'm
all
not
mine.
Exaggerating that. That's pretty much the monologue. Am I right in saying that?
100%. And then they have, and then her and her mechanical vagina have sex with Jude Law.
I think there is a scene
at the end of this movie, or towards the end of this movie,
yeah,
that I would be willing to place money on that it was not in the script until Jude Law was on board for this film. And that's when
I got $3 right here, Mish. On the table. I'm not kidding. $3 right
great.
Here.
Great. I've got less. I'm very poor. So there's a scene at the end of this film where he has to remove all of her organs. And they do it in the sexiest way that you could possibly remove a person's organs. Now, if I was in a position where I was going to die, or the person that I love was going to die, or fuck it, the world was going to end and my organs needed to be removed, I don't think I'd do it with my vagina up against Jude Law's naked chest, kind of writhing as he squeezed my bottom and ripped out my kneecap.
He's like, stabbing interesting her. You say that because I think, like, why not? Like,
yeah. Why?
You know, it's like, if you're going to rip out my robot kneecap, I may as well do it rubbing my vagina up against Jude Law. Like, why not?
If just someone make said it to worse. You, Zach, all right, hypothetical, Sammy and Zach, hypothetically, a psycho enters your lives, right, and says, I am going to rip off your kneecap. You have no choice in that. You can choose which one, your left or your right, but I am ripping out one of your kneecaps. I have Jude Law here. You can do it. He's consenting to this. You can do it with your vagina pressed against his chest, or we can do it without Jude Law. Personally, me, I would do it without Jude Law.
Okay. I would just sort of go,
that's
why
interesting.
Not?
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd just go, why not? I may as well.
Yeah.
Rip out my name as
well. Wait, honestly? No, but honestly, do you think you'd do it with Jude Law? There?
Yeah. Is he doing it as Jude Law, or is he
no,
doing
but
it
he,
as a certified
No, he's talking
person?
You through it. He's like, you'll be okay. Like, don't
oh,
stress.
Yeah, yeah, I'd do it with Jude Law for
okay,
sure.
Okay, I might do it for the support. I might do it if I was guaranteed that he'd give me a bit of a hug and just be like, it's okay.
Yeah. I'd just be like, why not? You're going to be ripping out my knee. Why not? Just see if that helps.
It's still nice to meet him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He could do some lines from Alf.
Yeah.
That could be quite fun.
Yeah. Where as soon as Jude Law was narrating this film, because Jude Law narrates Repo Men. All I could think about was Alfie.
Alfie, like, not Alf. Yeah.
Alf is a puppet.
Alf is a different thing. Yeah.
Alf is an alien puppet.
Alfie is the remake of
the Michael
original
Caine film.
Which the Michael Caine one is great.
Yeah. Neither of them have ever played Alf. I'll make that very clear.
No, I
never did.
I used to work at a video store that time. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Nothing like all my skills outside of comedy are now don't exist. Oh, it's all right. If the live touring thing falls through, at least I've got cinemas or video shops.
You always will.
But that era was like they just loved like a DVD of a remake of a film. And you know what? The DVD re-release of the original film. Like when I hear Alfie, I don't think of the film. I think of like a DVD re-release of the original Alfie, but like kind of with cover design
remastered.
That sort of alludes to the new one, and it's remastered and they've got like a still from the movie trying to sit next to 2000s design elements. Like that's what I see when I think Alfie is like a re-release. It's like Bewitched. I just see a re-release box set of the series.
When someone says Alfie to me, I think of the Lily Allen song.
Oh yeah, great one.
Okay.
About the brother. You talk about that a lot.
That's a banger.
It is.
What about you, Sammy, when someone says Alfie?
I think of the alien, obviously, straight away. I don't care what they say. I'm thinking of the alien.
Yeah,
right
thinking
away.
About
the yeah, fuck
I'm
yeah.
thinking the about that fucking funny puppet.
He's fucking
he's
funny.
He's funny. He's fucking funny. Funny's funny. I don't care what you say. Funny's funny.
Yeah,
that puppet is fucking funny.
He's fucking funny. He's fucking
so
funny.
Let me tell you about Johnny Legs' part in this film.
Okay? Please.
We would love to hear about
so
this.
So I was only half watching. So I assumed everyone else was half watching. But I was
I definitely thought
watching.
I was because I thought I missed Leguizamo.
Yeah, no, and I definitely could have. Like, I would believe it, right? Because I didn't know who the lady was with the human lips and the robot, everything else. I was so confused as to why he was with her. Like, that's how I was kind of half watching. I was like, he was having some troubles with his wife, and then there was this lady with human lips. Like, that's how I was watching this film, right? And so Lady with Human Lips is like, I know a guy. He used to deal biscuits to me or something, or drugs or something. And I think
biscuits.
Also...
Let's go with biscuits.
Biscuits.
She called it something like
he got that, fired right? from Arnott's, so now he goes black market Monte Carlos.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him that arrow route.
Yeah.
Like, this is the level of detail I can give you here.
Right.
I said I was John the Baptist. I didn't say I was a good one. I'm like a low-rent prophet here.
Okay.
I didn't expect to be the only one that saw these scenes.
Yeah.
That's not usually my role in this podcast, is to have remembered it in detail. So anyway, she goes, I know a guy. And I think he was like an illegal repo man. He did the replacements on like the black market, maybe. And it's a shame you didn't get to see it because he spoke in Spanish, which I love seeing Johnny Legs speak in Spanish. He was kind of fun. He really was the kind of character that he often plays where he's in one scene at the start and then he dies at the end of Act Two.
Mm-hmm.
He did that but all in one scene. So they go to visit him. She visits him. He then
what's he look like? Is it hot?
Is it hot?
Oh, God, there's a lot of pressure.
Is it hot?
I mean, Mishy's really the one that's very good at categorizing Johnny Legs. Maybe.
Does he look like the alien Alf is what I'm asking.
I'm going to go with no to alien puppet Alf. I'm going to
Well, Sammy's out. Never doing up again.
I'm leaving this pod now.
Goodbye, Sammy. He doesn't look like Alien Elf. Alien the Elf Puppet.
Alien the Elf Puppet. Use his full name, please.
Elf the Alien Puppet.
That's right.
God, I can't tell you how much I want to talk about the Gremlins ride at Movie World, and we keep talking
I want to talk about Gremlins too.
So we're going to talk about Gremlins at the end of the podcast if you're a good girl, Mish. If you stay on topic for the whole podcast.
Go on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He is Daddy Guizamo.
Oh, my favorite.
Right? He's rough around the edges. He doesn't look anything like Elf the Alien Puppet. He looks like rough kind of... He's fun, and you think he's going to be really like... I don't know. Yeah. And then he demonstrates, like, he sets something up. You know when something is like a setup and you're like, oh, that's clear? So he sets up that... that she has a thing where you can, where everything she says for 8 hours is pre-recorded, and he like has a little remote and he goes, check out this, and he plays it, and then like it plays something she said earlier. And he's like, I made that, I think. He's like, I made that. It's a thing I put in people's throats. And they're like, okay. And I was like, all right. Why would you say that unless it's relevant to the plot? But okay.
I can see why this was cut.
Yeah, it is a bit of that, right? When you tell me it's cut, I'm like, well, okay, yeah. So then I did a wee, and then there was a knee surgery with a little girl, and then they come back.
We got the knee surgery with a little girl.
Yeah, right. Mm. Then after the knee surgery with the little girl, they come back and... John Leguizamo is dead.
On a couch? Is he on a couch?
On a couch.
With this is the bit. This is, because I came into this, I saw him on the couch. And
same.
She said the character name and I went, I reckon that's John Leguizamo. And then they just walk away.
Yeah.
And she's looking at him like, oh, my God, he's dead. And then that's it.
But you never see his face. You just see a kind of a blurry John Leguizamo shape on a couch.
Probably because it's distracting if it's John. They probably have to, like, it's weird. Can I ask you, so what was the story beat for you? Was she like, I know a guy and then he's dead? Is that?
I know a guy. That's what I thought. I know that guy from somewhere, but we haven't seen that
bit. There's no setup that she knows him.
No. They should have cut that bit too. That didn't make any sense.
How did they get to the room? Like,
they just walked out.
Yeah.
So they get the surgery, she steps out, there's a dead guy, oh, my God.
Yes.
And Forrest Whitaker killed him.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. So what happened?
It was good. It was good, Zach. It was good.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't much better with the version I watched, because she comes back and it's like, oh, my God, Johnny. And he's got his mouth open. He's the thing he'd just talked about is him. It's like he's there dead, and the voice is coming out being like, oh, don't kill me, Forrest Whitaker. And then she's like, oh, my God. And then Forrest Whitaker comes in. He's like, it won't turn off.
I want to watch this because this sounds fucking insane.
It's
this sounds cooked as fuck.
Partly, I think, in my telling and partly demonstrative of why they cut it.
Yeah.
It's so strange. It didn't make any sense. And then I just imagined that was the John Leguizamo bit that was...
Right?
Did he take this role knowing he was just going to be lying on a couch? Like, that's why I was so confused when you had sent it to me, just going, was this the bit that he was in? And I was like, 2010, why was he doing that?
That's his lot. Like, he gets that a lot. He had that happen to him on John Wick 2 as well. You know, he gets these characters that get cut, you know. Mm. But it's interesting. Like, I think what was odd, right, is his scene is there to set up. It's this really odd moment where the bulk of his scene seems to be to set up this voice thing, right?
Right.
The only payoff of that setup, which feels like a setup, the only payoff is that he also has the voice thing. It's not a hint to anything. It doesn't lead. Like, I was expecting them to walk in, him to be dead, and him to be like, oh, God. And they're like, that voice thing is the hint that leads us to
the...
Yeah, of course.
No, it's just like Forrest Whitaker walks in. He's like, yeah, that voice thing's annoying, hey. Anyway, I did it all. It's like, what?
I'm going to go back and watch. I think I need to, just so that I can see that. That's fucking cooked.
It was very odd. He did great, though. He was wonderful.
That's good. Sammy, I'm so sorry that you didn't get to see that.
Well, that's okay. I think it was worth it for that scene with Forrest walking out of that door and going, where are the damn kids? Because it was funny.
I think
it was good stuff.
I think that the best thing about it was that both you and I probably had a very similar, because I got to the end of the movie, went, hold on a second, and then rewound on double time essentially the whole film until I could find him. I'm like, and then when I read his description on Wiki that said he was a black market organ dealer, I was like, surely that's during the small young girl surgeon scene. Then I went and watched the surrounding scenes of that scene about three or four times until amazing. I saw the dead guy on a couch and went, is that him?
What's phenomenal,
it was
right?
Exactly the same.
Yeah, it's what's amazing is like his scenes, when intact, serve very similar. But that was a pretty crazy movie, hey?
I would say so. So going into the Leguistamos, I am basing this off the version that I watched.
I think you absolutely have to do
that. I am giving this half a Leguistamo, and the only reason I'm giving it half is because I am so impressed that I'm now at the point where a weird, blurry shape of a human, I can pick if it's John Leguizamo. And that's what I was able to do. So it gets a half a Leguistamo from me. Actually, I'm going to give it one full Leguistamo because this is very much the kind of movie Johnny Legs does. So even though he wasn't in it a lot, what I can see, it makes sense to me that he was in it. It's very John Leguizamo to get cut as well. So one full Leguistamo from me.
Did he get paid? Can you ask him? Can you use up your six?
He would have gotten paid, surely. Oh, but then,
God, I'm worried about him.
My thing is, do you know, have you ever heard about, I remember reading once there was a guy, Alf. He was an Alf puppet.
Yeah. Alf, alien puppet, yes. One of my favourite comedy characters.
There was a guy in who did Django Unchained. And he did the first, I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the actors in Django Unchained. And he got to choose which character he played. And he chose someone in the first 40 pages of the script because he was like, from my experience, he's a guy that had been around a long time. He's like, from my experience, they always cut people from the last act. They always are like, well, what's the point of this person? Cut it. I'm like, that's someone that's been doing it for a long time. For that reason, I go, Johnny, next time, go for the wife character.
Yeah.
Oh, she was good.
How good would it have been if he was Jude Law's wife in this film?
Have you seen Jack and Jill?
No.
Jack and Jill is a hilarious Adam Sandler film where he plays both Jack and Jill. It's one of the funniest films you'll ever see.
I've heard of this movie.
And they used amazing prosthetics. You know, they really made him look like a female version of the hilarious Adam Sandler. And they could have used a similar technology.
Yeah.
With John Leguizamo playing the wife. And it would have made it way funner. Yeah.
100%. And John could have played Forrest Whitaker's part as well.
Easily.
Forrest Whitaker in Liev Schreiber's part, John in both the wife and Forrest Whitaker's part.
Yep.
Liev Schreiber in Jude Law's part, Jude Law in the part of
the animal costume, that one that's
I give this movie 2.5 John Leguizamos. I don't know what version I watched. I don't know if I watched the version that the most people... I don't know what... I'm so confused. I give this movie 2.5 Leguizamos.
Solid.
I give it 2 because it's...
So you're saying you watched a version with John in it and it's still only got one more Leguistamo than me.
And I'll tell you why, because any movie of this type that doesn't have him in, you know, at least spread out my two scenes, at least introduce that character in Act 1 so I can have a little bit of time.
I get it.
Before he dies. So that's my
have
opinion.
A point. Have a callback as well. Maybe his character could have added to the story in some way. When he read that, he would have gone, "I think I'm getting cut," because it doesn't come back. There's no reference. If you can cut that scene like that, that was just for the.
It was probably a conversation. It was probably a conversation that he had with his agent, where his agent was like, "Here's this script for a movie called Repo Man," and John would have been like, "Oh fuck, what's it like?" And it's like, "Look, to be honest with you, you're going to get cut."
Yeah.
All right. How much?
But it's a
750K. All right.
You realize how much John's making for a movie like this?
Nah. But
movie with the budget of this film?
Day rate. He's getting a day rate.
He's getting a good day. Like, I reckon he's getting a good
$700. Yeah.
No, I reckon it's less than $750K, but more than $700.
Do you reckon John Leguizamo, being John Leguizamo, would have gotten $30K for this film?
He would have been offered $30K, and his agent would have got it to $35.
Yeah, I have literally no idea, but I think it would have been something in that realm. I reckon the agent would have gone, look, we know this is going to get cut. He's not getting residuals. We need to, if he's going to do this film, if he's going to take time off his busy Ice Age schedule, then you have to make this, like, appealing. And they would have gone, all right. And they would have gone to the director, are you sure you're not going to cut this scene? Because they want 35K for one day of shooting. And they would have been like, the director would have been like, I'm not cutting this scene.
It's very important to the plot. The film will not make sense without it.
It establishes the voice thing. It establishes the voice thing that one scene later applies to the very person you're talking about cutting and no one else. How can we cut that bit?
That's so funny. Sammy, what's your Leguizamo?
Look, I did not like the film. I'm not a big fan of the gory stuff, and this film had a lot of it.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I was watching the film, but I knew that if John came up, then I'd have something to talk about on this podcast. The reason I'm giving it one Leguizamo is because of that scene with Forrest walking out of his apartment. To make that hilarious joke. We've all been in an awkward situation where you see a friend who's a bit down on their luck, you know? Like Jude was in a bad position.
Yeah.
And Forrest, before he would have come through that door, the character would have gone, I've got a pisser for Jude and it's going to brighten his day. And it did.
Yeah,
and having said that, it also brightened my day. The logistics of it didn't make sense, but I loved that scene. So I'm going to give it one. One Leguizamo.
Can I ask you two a question?
I'm not taking any further questions at this time.
Okay, absolutely. I respect that. No, I got one question to kind of wrap it up before we then talk about the Gremlins ride at Movie World on the Gold Coast. My question is this. Do you think that, like, on a maths level, in terms of Leguizamo's, because you both gave a film that essentially didn't star John Leguizamo to one star each. Do you think that in terms of, like, Moneyball, have you seen Moneyball?
Yes.
You know, the idea of Moneyball, the idea that, like, if you can't get the star player, you can Moneyball every piece of value they give you through maths. Do you think that Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker come pretty close in a Moneyball kind of situation to getting everything you need out of John Leguizamo? Do you know what I'm saying there? I feel like Jude Law, Forrest Whitaker, you're getting pretty close to a Moneyball John Leguizamo. They're both very
different. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't see a hell of a lot of Johnny Legs in Jude Law or Forrest Whitaker, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're right. I think you need at least a Tucci in there as well.
Yes, yes.
You're going to need a Tucci.
What's a good combo? I would say...
What about a Paul Giamatti type? Can we get a Paul Giamatti type in there?
Paul Giamatti's a different money ball. You know, if you bring in a Paul Giamatti, the way to get to Legs,
I think it's Stanley...
Thing.
I've got it. I fucking got it. It's Stanley Tucci and Vincent D'Onofrio.
That's interesting.
That's the perfect Moneyball, John Leguizamo.
No, but I think, do you know what? I think you need a little bit of just like straight up sex appeal, and that's what Jude Law's got. So
if let's get Whoopi Goldberg in there.
I think Vincent D'Onofrio has sex appeal. Yeah, a bit of Whoopi.
If you give me a Whoopi Goldberg, all right, I'll tell. Here's the game, right? So D'Onofrio, and then we should wrap this up. D'Onofrio and Tucci. I think you need. Anyone, doesn't have to be, but you need someone with like a sex appeal. So any
Keanu Reeves.
Well, my God, like you've got such.
Can we get him?
But you could get like.
Can we get him?
Like you could get the guy from you could like Ryan Phillippe. You could get.
That was your. That was the. You had one. one name in terms of sex appeal and you think of the guy from the mid-90s?
But that's what I'm saying. Ryan Phillippe, if you've already got D'Onofrio and Tucci, all you need is handsome, boyish features.
Okay.
So it takes three of them to equal, to moneyball a job. All right,
here's my one. Rosie Perez, Whoopi Goldberg, and Troy Sivan.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it works. I think you're getting Baz Luhrmann era John Leguizamo.
That combo is so good. Imagine being in an elevator and the doors open. Like you're on the sixth floor, you're going down to ground, but they stop at three and open. And Rosie, Whoopi, and Troy all walk on together, just having a chat. I would shit my pants.
I'm really big on the idea that if I was ever a director and someone was like, you've got like this cast, but everything's cast, and like John Leguizamo passed, and it's like, well, then you will fire two more people and you'll get me Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie Perez. You'll get me either Whoopi Goldberg or Stanley Tucci, Rosie Perez and Troy Sivan. Thank you very much.
It has like to be that combination every time.
You want to fire Michelle Pfeiffer for Troy Sivan? That doesn't even make any sense.
That's so funny.
Anyway,
Sammy,
we should wrap this up.
Yeah, I think that we're done. Sammy, thank you for being our friend for so long. I'm sorry I had to end
this. It was a good way. It's a good hill to die on.
Yeah, it is.
Did you have any Moneyball? Did you have any Moneyball? Leguizamo you wanted to end on?
I don't think I can top that.
No one can top that. That's too good. Sammy, do you have anything you need to promote?
Nah,
don't want to promote nothing. I'm going to tell people to go and listen to your podcast, Confessions of the Idiots. It's my favourite podcast of all time. Thank you very much.
It's my favourite one to do. You should check out episodes with as an entry point with me and Mish.
Yeah.
Because we've done a bunch.
Heaps of episodes with you and Mish. Yeah. Confessions of the Idiots at all good retail stores.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Get it on VHS.
Physical copies.
Thank you so much, Sammy. And just a little bit of a throwback. Tom, see us out with some beautiful classical music.
Tom. And canned laughter, Tom, if possible.
Yeah, a little bit of laughter, canned laughter and some classical music.
And next week we will tell you about the Gremlins ride at Movie World Hollywood on the Gold Coast. Next
Thanks,
week.
Sammy.
Thanks,
Thank
Sam.
You, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.